broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it's the Phil Hendry Show here, world famous and all that, here every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show, and we go places other talk shows wish that they could, but they can't. On some good nights, they're not only glad that they can't go there, they don't really want to go there, because they see the mountain that we have to climb, and certainly being the men that we are here, on our radio show, we're able to climb it.
Yeah, it's just, they get scared, then they want to turn back.
Yes, that's a very good way of putting it, bud. This is a radio show that goes places. The other shows get scared and turn back.
Like going up a mountain, man, like going up in the Alps.
Going up in the Alps?
Yeah, or like the Himalayas, not to call the Himmler. Yeah, Mount Himmler.
What's Mount Himmler? You talk about the Himalayas?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What the hell is happening? What's Mount Himmler?
I thought, what's the big mountain?
Mount Everest.
Oh, that's right.
Mount Everest, that was the mountain. And by the way, climbing Mount Everest is not all that difficult. I don't know whether you know this or not. It's not. The reason why climbing Mount Everest is difficult is because the Chinese, for many, many years, would not allow us to climb Mount Everest coming from the Chinese side. We have to go by way of the Nepal side, which is lots of steep rock face, cliffs, and it's a very vertical climb. But if you go by way of the Chinese side, the incline is very, very gradual. And as a matter of fact, I don't know how long it takes. I mean, if you want to climb Mount Everest from the Chinese side, but it's an extremely gradual climb, one that you can do quicker, and certainly one that is not as physically arduous. It takes the same amount of oxygen, obviously, and it probably takes the same amount of physical skill, but it's not the vertical, steep, rocky, craggy, and sometimes extremely dangerous climb that it is from the Nepal side. So that's something that...
Why don't you do it on the China side?
Yeah. The reason why we don't do it on the Chinese, when I say we, I say the people that don't live in China... is because the Chinese have kept mountain climbers out of their country. And the Chinese have kept mountain climbers out of... It may be the Tibet side, but China runs everything in Tibet, too. It might be because of their paranoia having to do with foreigners and the Chinese for many, many years, even though they have allowed Westerners and others from around the world access to their country since the early 80s, there's still a very, very paranoid government there, that Chinese government. Who knows? They may think that some of the mountain climbers are spies. Maybe they just don't want a whole bunch of foreigners running around in their country. So as a result of that, no one has ever climbed Everest. Not no one, but very few have ever climbed Everest from the...
But what's the name you call it, Everest?
Mount Everest. I misspoke.
Well, what's Himmler? What's Mount Himmler?
There ain't no Mount Himmler. That's what this jackball called it.
I thought it was the Himmler Mountains. Oh, okay.
You guys ought to get a geography lesson or something, man. Get out of, I don't know what, you know, a Rand McNally or something like that?
What's that?
A book. It's a book of maps. You know, geography is very important. And I don't need to tell you that in this day and age, we've got human beings that live in the United States of America, in this country, which is supposed to be a first world country, with an education level that is higher than most, with a literacy level that's higher than most, and yet we have human beings that actually walk around upright and eat with forks and spoons in this country that can't find, man, they couldn't find their own state on a map. See, there's all kinds of illiteracy, man. One of them is you can't read, you can't write. And there's another kind of illiteracy, geographic illiteracy, not being able to even locate America on a map or to know where. If I asked you right now, bud, where is Southeast Asia, would you be able to find it?
I don't know. Maybe. I know it's in Asia in the southeast part.
Yeah, that's easy.
Oh, is it easy, really? Well, then you'd have to find Asia first, wouldn't you?
Well, that's the hard part.
Uh-huh. I'd have to find Asia first.
Well, I would.
Anyway, our affiliate spotlight tonight, all right, guys, thank you very much. Our affiliate spotlight tonight on WKRS in Chicago and on the great people at KTRC in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and KMZE in Woodward, Oklahoma. Our affiliate spotlight here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Always a pleasure to have you guys along with us. We appreciate it very, very much. We've got a great network of stations. And, of course, we're on Phil TV and HD right now. We stream live on our website each and every night, each and every show. The Ugly Truth, there before you. in living color. Bobby and Steve Dooley are joining us right now. It is homecoming at a lot of high schools in and around Southern California and in and around the United States of America. Homecoming is when... I used to think, Bobby, homecoming was when there were... it was the first home game, you know?
For the football season.
Exactly, yeah.
No, I used to think that homecoming was where we got to go home. In other words, we got to take the day off or something on Friday or on Monday. Homecoming still is when students return. It's for the alumni.
Right.
Yeah, it's for alumni. It's students coming home to the high school and enjoying seeing other alumni and seeing their campus again and just being a part of a school that was important. High school is very important to all of us. And homecoming is also one of the big dances of the year. There is obviously a student body dance that occurs generally in the gymnasium or in one of the larger halls that are used for these kinds of conclaves or meetings among students or teachers. And at Western Estates, we use our gymnasium, where we have, obviously, our sporting events, basketball and volleyball. And homecoming, Phil, for everyone is important as, for everyone at the school, all of the students, is important as a social event. So you want to have a date, and you want to be able to go to your homecoming dance. There are a lot of awkward young men in high school that have not yet found a way to ask out a girl that perhaps they would like to ask out. Maybe they don't know how, and maybe they're a little shy. So what we are doing at the steering committee meeting for the homecoming dance, as well as in our homeowners association meetings, we're putting together a little raffle, and the young men in the junior and senior classes at Western States High School draw for the opportunity to take me to the homecoming dance.
To go with you?
Yes, to take me to the homecoming dance. And that way they have a date and they are able to go to the dance with, an attractive, and I'm not, I don't want to speak egotistically, but I think what I'm saying is basically I am attractive and I'm older, and I think any young man, I think, would enjoy going to a public event with an attractive woman who is socially, is not awkward and knows how to carry herself, and of course is a little bit older, so that there's a level of sophistication.
Understand, my wife's not saying, she's Jennifer Aniston or something like that, but she's an attractive woman.
Yeah, I'm not a movie star, Phil, but I am an attractive woman, and I think that I'm saying that not to be egotistical. I'm just saying that as a matter of course, so that you can understand why it would be kind of an interesting and I think a very motivating charity for our seniors and for our juniors.
All right, let me ask you a question here. You call it a charity, so you're going to raise money?
Yes. Every raffle ticket that you buy, it's a raffle.
We're raffling off a date with Bobby.
Yeah, it's basically a raffle for a date with me for the homecoming dance. Every raffle ticket is $5, and the money is going to go to one of our associated charities for Western Estates, or the Western States Homeowners Association Associated Charities.
Does it go to anything having to do with the school?
Well, yeah, it could go to a scholarship for one of our students toward a college scholarship. It could go toward paying for books for some of our students that may not be able to afford them. Understand, Phil, that Western States High School is in a economically advantaged area, so we don't really have a lot of disadvantaged students from the standpoint of economics. But we do have students that certainly could use a hand with buying books or high school or college tuition, I should say.
Bobby and Steve Dooley have joined us here on the Phil Henry Show, And the homecoming dance is coming up at Western Estates High School. They are conducting a raffle, and the winner of the raffle, if you're a junior or senior student, a junior or senior male student, the winner gets to take Mrs. Dooley to the homecoming dance. Now, let me just say the reason why I'm feeling...
I hear some hesitancy in your voice, and while I can't say that we didn't predict that this would happen, I want to say, Phil, that I think if you hesitate and you make sort of sounds as if you think there is something that is not quite right about this, I think people then are sort of led to believe there's nothing right about it.
And what do you mean by that? You say that people are influenced?
I think you influence people into thinking that it is improper for a junior or senior high school student to simply take on a date an older woman who is attractive, who carries herself very well. Phil, any boy that walks into that dance with me on his arm is immediately going to become a very admired. I think a lot of people will obviously gather around us, will want to talk to us, and I'm sure that I'll be asked to dance by a great many of the other young men there. So this is not something that's going to damage a young man.
Right, but okay, but you understand the hesitancy that I have, and maybe I'm off, to raffle off a date with the mother of one of the students.
Well, it's not unusual, Mr. Andrews. Mother is
Let me try. Still, as Steve was saying, it's not unusual. I am. I have done modeling. I'm very attractive. In other words, if one of the mothers was, shall we say, I don't know, Renee Zellweger, or you know, if one of the mothers was Kim Kardashian, and you raffled off a date with Kim Kardashian, do you think that there would be a problem?
Well, she's a big star.
What does that have to do with it?
Yeah, what's that got to do with it?
I don't know. The novelty of going out with a big star, maybe to say, oh, wow, you know, I went on this date with this really famous woman, you know.
No, you're wrong. There's no difference. She's very attractive, and any young man would want to go out on a date with her. And the same is true of me. And again, I'm not being egotistical. It's just that it's sort of a given.
Yeah, it's pretty much everybody on stand by what, you know, good looking.
It's pretty much a given that I am attractive, and that to go on a date with me, I think, I don't think you need to imagine anything other than a very happy young man.
All right. Bobby and Steve Dooley have joined us here in our first hour to talk about the homecoming dance at Western Estates High School, in which there is a raffle, and the winner of the raffle, one of the junior or senior boys, I guess, who buys a raffle ticket, and these raffle tickets are $5 each. If he wins, he gets to take Mrs. Dooley to the homecoming dance. Your thoughts or feelings on the idea of a young man taking an older woman? I mean, there's obviously not going to be any hanky-panky, you know, nothing like that. But I wonder if it sends the wrong message. I wonder if it looks odd. I don't know. 877-876-PHIL is our number. 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, back with Bobby Dooley in just a moment.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL is our number, 877-876-7445. Bobby and Steve Dooley join me to talk about the homecoming at Western Estates High School. The homecoming dance is when, Bobby?
Phil, that's a week from this coming Saturday. I don't have my calendar with me, Steve.
No, I don't. It's a week Saturday night.
It's a week from Saturday night, yeah. And so...
When are you going to draw the winner?
We will know the winner on Monday. We're going to give it a week. And,
okay, and so do you know how much money people have, and what we're talking about here, folks, Bobby, let me just bring people up to speed.
Sure.
They're raffling off to any junior or senior male student at Western Estates a homecoming date to the homecoming dance with Mrs. Dooley. And the raffle tickets are how much?
The raffle tickets are $5.
Okay, $5 each.
Yes, and the money can go to our, it goes to the Associated Charities of Western States High School, but as you, to answer the question that you asked, Phil, it's a very good question, that could mean tuition, it could mean books, it could mean going to a scholarship. But these are the associated charities that the school supports.
No, I understand that. I'm wondering how much money have you made so far?
Has the school made?
Has the school made, yeah.
My understanding is that the business has been very brisk. We have not been given a number. I would not really want to know what that number is because, you know, what we're trying to do, Phil, is encourage as many young men as possible to buy a raffle ticket. So if I were to say that there's this much money that's going into the that has already gone into the fund, people may think that they just don't have a chance at
They don't really have a chance, a shot at Bobby.
Yeah, a shot at going out with Bobby. So we don't want to let anybody know because we don't want to discourage any young man who has really had his heart set on going out with me to the homecoming to just give up because there's so many young men involved. The word that I got was business was brisk.
Well, that seems to indicate that there's a lot of young men then that have purchased raffle tickets.
That would indicate that, yeah, that would. The statement that I wanted to make, and I think, Steve, you have that written down?
I do, yeah. And I might make it, too. Mr. Chair, I want to be clear that my wife's going to go out with these guys.
Well, hold on, Steve. I'll do it. We want to put the minds of parents at rest. We want to put the minds of our homeowners association, our board, at rest. At no time am I going to consider or make myself available for, in any way, shape, or form, any kind of physical contact with these young men. I'm very much aware that it would be inappropriate. I understand that it is a normal desire that young men are going to have. I'm a married woman, and I simply would not consider that. I wouldn't consider it to be right because I'm married, and also I don't want to be a what they call a blank teaser.
Not to mention it's illegal.
Well, yes, it's technically it's illegal. It's inappropriate, though, Phil. I think the more important thing to the more important message to get out there is it's inappropriate.
We just don't want any young man who's got my wife very attractive gonna try to put a move on her or something like that.
Right, right. Let me sort of cover this part of it, Steve, because it's very delicate. I think what Steve is saying when he says he doesn't want any young men putting the move on me or something like that.
No, I know what he's saying. He'd like the young men to remain young gentlemen.
Yeah, absolutely, Phil.
Okay, and I don't have any doubt in my mind that you probably have some very fine young gentlemen that go to that school. When I said, though, that it was illegal, that seems to be the overriding issue here. You know.
Well, it's an overriding issue to you and to other parents. It's an overriding issue to the law. It's an overriding issue to people that aren't really there and aren't really there in the midst of what's going on. And what's going on is obviously it's a young man who's very attracted to me and wants to,
get a first base or something.
Exactly. Wants to get the first base, wants to get the second base. And I just want parents to know I'm not going to let that happen.
Well, getting to first base and second base, that seems very crude.
In what way?
Well, we don't even have to. I don't think we need to discuss this in terms of this being a normal date between a young man and a young woman. You know.
But what is abnormal about it, other than the fact that obviously, Phil, I'm much older and I'm married, and it is a charity event. But there's nothing abnormal about a young man dating me and being attracted to me.
No, I don't think that there is, but when you said he's not going to get to first base or second base, it sounds as if you're treating it in a not a cavalier light, but in almost in an adolescent light.
No, I don't think so. I understand why you feel that way. Let me help you. While adolescents do have to worry about that, as an adult woman who is attractive and who has kept her body over the years, I also have to worry about that. If I were a normal-looking 39-year-old woman, the boys wouldn't be attracted to me. But
all right, hold on. We got to take a break. We'll be back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.
877-876-7445. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL is the number, and on the line with me is Bobby and Steve Dooley as we talk about the homecoming dance there at Western Estates and Western Estates High School. It's going to be taking place a week from Saturday, 13, 14, 15, so that's the 22nd, Bobby, I think is the date on that.
Okay, the 22nd is a Saturday.
Right, that's what I mean. It's a week from...
It's a week from this Saturday, right. So that would mean what?
Tell me about the 15th then.
It's the 15th.
No, it's the 22nd, this Saturday.
Oh, I'm sorry. This Saturday, yes, you're absolutely right, Phil. It is the 22nd, and we're really excited about it. And I don't really want, if I could say this, Phil, I don't want people to focus in on the fact that these boys, whoever wins the raffle, will be taking me to the homecoming dance. I don't want to focus on that because I don't want anyone out there, any parent whose son may win this raffle, to be concerned with the possibility of their son wanting to, or me allowing, or something happening whereby we can't help ourselves and something intimate takes place.
No, I would imagine that's not going to happen. Because you're an adult woman.
Well, that's true, too, Phil. But also, the fact that I'm going to take some precautions. We have, and I don't think I'm talking out of school here, Steve. Can I say this?
About Chastity?
I don't think I'm talking out of school if I say that I'm going to, and I think it's a normal thing, and I want mothers and fathers to feel better. I'm going to wear a chastity device, a chastity belt-type device.
Well, I don't think that was necessary to say. And I have to say...
Well, sorry, Mr. Henry, but I think it was necessary to say, given the line of questioning that you've been going down tonight.
I haven't brought up any questions tonight, Ms. Dooley, that have been... You have volunteered, you can listen back to the tape. You volunteered all the information about third base. You volunteered all this information about...
You never said third base. Third base when you get your...
Third base is when he puts his hand down your P-A...
Okay, please, all right?
Well, you never said that.
I never said anything about third base.
When you were talking about second... You're right, I apologize. Second base, first base. You brought up the possibility of intimate contact.
Well, I felt I had to, Phil, because it's going to be on the mind of any young man who is going to go out with an older woman who is... You know, hot, and that's going to happen. And
all right, but the record clearly shows that you brought it up. So to go further down this line of questioning, as you call it, you saying that you're going to wear a chastity belt, I think is a little, is as they used to say, TMI. And
I didn't say I was going to wear a chastity. What I said was a chastity device.
Yeah, for Mr. Anders, for a chastity implementer. It's a piece of equipment.
Steve, if you've got the picture of it, Steve, yeah, it's equipment that we rent. So it's not anything...
It's equipment that you rent?
Yes, it's equipment that you rent. And
Where do you rent this? I'm curious.
No, Mr. Stranger, you don't rent it from U-Haul.
Oh, my God. Is that what you think?
No, you don't.
I didn't think you rent it from U-Haul, but you said that this is a... Ms. Dooley, did you not say that this was a chastity device?
I said that it was, what did you call it, Steve?
But it's a chastity equipment or a chastity...
It's equipment that you rent For the purpose, yes, of keeping your chastity.
I've never heard of renting something like that. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show as we talk here with Bobby and Steve Dooley, and we're discussing the homecoming that is going to be happening at Western Estates. Vernon, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, Phil, I'm very happy to be on your program tonight. I'm a teacher myself. And
can you speak up a little bit, sir?
Yes, sir, if you can hear me now.
Yeah.
I said that I'm very happy to be on your program tonight. I'm a teacher myself, and I'd very much like to speak to the woman that you got on your broadcast right now, if I could.
Go right ahead.
Hi, this is Bobby.
And your name is Bobby, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, Bobby Dooley, correct?
Yes, sir.
Ms. Dooley, I'm a teacher, and I've been listening to what you've been saying about going out on a homecoming dance with a boy who is a junior or a senior. And there are a number of things that I have, Ryan, if you could just hear me out, there's a number of things that are wrong with this. And
you speak up, I'm not kidding.
What did you say?
My husband asked if you'd speak up because he can't hear you.
I didn't understand. Your husband...
What, Mr. Dooley, hold on, sir. Mr. Dooley, are you listening on the radio?
No, I'm listening on the phone. He
listens in on the phone on the extension.
Okay, well, sir, I can't conduct the technical aspect of this show with you in mind. It would be better if you listen to the radio.
Yeah, I'm talking to the lady. I didn't know I was talking to a man.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I wanted to ask the lady. I understand. I'm a teacher, and...
Yeah, you said that already.
Right, well, I may say it a few more times. You know, I'm a teacher, and you're going out with students, and you said you're hot, and you're going to wear a piece of chastity equipment, as you call it, that you rent. And I agree with Mr. I think I'm on board with Mr. Henry and probably a lot of listeners, but I just had to scratch my head at that one. And I understand, ma'am, that, you know, you probably going to go out with a young boy, and you're put together pretty good, and I probably understand that. But I don't see how it is going to help the educational process, how it's going to help the educational environment for you to be parading yourself around in a gymnasium. And
well, I'm not going to be parading myself around, okay?
If I could just finish, parade yourself in a gymnasium. Are you going to wear pants or are you going to wear pants or a dress?
Hold on, Steve. I've got it. I'm probably going to wear a cocktail dress.
And probably, if you wear a cocktail dress, probably.
You okay, sir?
I'm fine. This woman's going to walk around in a gymnasium in a cocktail dress. You know as well as I do, a lot of those cocktail dresses are painted on. And I think you know what I mean, ma'am. So you're going to be showing it. And
what do you say when you say showing it? What does that mean?
I mean you're going to be strutting around, and every boy in that place is going to be looking at it, and I wonder if.
What do you mean it?
What do you mean every boy is going to be looking at it? Are you talking about me? I'm a woman, all right, and I deserve respect, okay?
Yes, I do respect you, ma'am.
I don't want to be talked about as if I'm a piece of meat. I'm going to go in there wearing a very, very classy cocktail dress, really hugs, you know, the curves, and a little bit of eye candy, really shows off what I've got. But don't talk about me like I'm a piece of meat.
Well, that's pretty interesting, Ms. Dooley.
Who was that?
Phil Henry, the host of the show.
What do you mean it was pretty interesting?
What's very interesting to say that you're not a piece of meat, but you're going to be wearing something that really shows off what you got.
Yeah, there you go, Mr. Henry. I heard that, too.
Well, what I mean, Phil, is I certainly am not going to go to that dance to try to bore my date.
I'm just, as a high school teacher, and you're not a high school teacher. You're a mother who's going to wear a dress so tight that it'll make a lot of people have a hard time, you know, get... man, why can't you date? Oh, man.
What's wrong?
I don't know.
Don't be like you have a hard time. Don't my wife.
What? Do you wish you could go out with me yourself?
I wish you'd just date men your own age, you know. And if you did, that'd mean I'd have half a shot.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. I don't, you know, this is it's a raffle for the boys. It's a raffle for our young boys who want to, you know, go to the homecoming dance with someone who looks good as opposed to what they're left with, which is one of the high school girls. And obviously at that age, you know, the pickings are slim. You have girls that are battling skin problems. You have girls that are battling weight problems. You have girls that are awkward. Their personal grooming and their hygiene is not yet up to speed. And the boys aren't sure. Should I ask her out? Should I not? Am I going to be embarrassed? What is she going to do? Is she going to wear something stupid looking? Am I going to have to walk around? I'll never forget my son, Steve. My son, Seth, I mean. But we almost called him Steve Jr. He came home from a dance one night, and he was almost in tears because he said he picked the girl up at her house. Steve, do you remember this?
I do remember, yeah.
He picked the girl up at her house, and she was wearing, and these are his words, a Peter Pan collar. Now, do you know what a Peter Pan collar is?
No, ma'am, I do not.
It's a collar that goes, like, halfway up the back of the head. It's almost like, Steve, you had a better description.
It's like a Count Dracula's cape.
It was a Count Dracula cape. And he was almost in tears because all the boys that night kept saying to him, you better get her home before sunrise and make sure her native soil is in the box. And
all right, so the kids were kidding him about his date wearing a Dracula cape. So what?
So what?
And why don't you teach a young man that he doesn't have to listen to his friends or other idiots, that he makes a girl feel comfortable, he makes her feel pretty. It doesn't matter what she's dressed as or what she looks like. You know, I mean, isn't this the way we're supposed to train a young man when he goes out with a girl?
Well, Mr. Henry, I think there's only so much that you can do.
Mr. Henry, you said it right there. I agree with everything you're saying. Because I went out with a young lady once, the same situation. She showed up at the door, and she had on some kind of a costume. It was a pantsuit or something. I'd never seen anything like it before in my life. And I also wanted to cry because I realized I had a solid 6 hours ahead of me with her because we were going to a play and then we were going to go to dinner, and then I had to drive her home. And she was wearing I can't describe it. It looked like it was made out of burlap. And it had a...
All right, I understand, sir. I don't need to know what the exact thing was. What I'm saying to Ms. Dooley is, don't we teach our young men, if they pick a girl up on a date, no matter what she's wearing, you make her feel pretty and comfortable, and you make her feel as if she is the belle of the ball, and you're a respectful person.
Of course we do, Phil, but you can't expect a young man to pick a girl up on a date and have her come to the door looking like Peter Pan. And
you look like Peter Pan, Phil. Don't do that.
Hey, you know what? Call me Mr. Henry if you don't mind.
What?
Call me Mr. Henry if you don't mind.
What get called Phil?
That's your wife. I don't like you calling me Phil.
What, Pete?
I think you missed his question. Do you want a young man picking a girl up at the door who has a Peter Pan costume on?
She didn't have a Peter Pan costume on, you said. She was simply wearing a cape or something that had a high collar. All these guys are giving him crap about her getting her home and getting her into her native soil. Isn't that right?
Yes.
That's not Peter Pan.
That's what you... Boy, I really feel sorry for you.
Phil, I got to just jump in. Peter Pan had to get home to his native soil, yeah.
No, are you people crazy? That's Dracula. Vampires. Peter Pan didn't have to get home to any native soil. Peter Pan flew. Peter Pan was some friend of kids.
Well, what do you call Peter Pan?
What do I call Peter Pan? Some kind of a made-up mythical figure. But one thing I know about Peter Pan didn't have to get home and get into a box of his native soil before sunrise. That's Dracula.
Mr. Henry, I'm looking up Peter Pan right now at Wikipedia.
Well, you guys get out of here with that. I got to take a break. Look up Peter Pan in Wikipedia. Yeah, you do that, man, and find out whether it was Peter Pan and had to get home to a box of his native soil or not. We'll be right back. World-famous Phil Henry Show, Bobby and Steve Dooley, and more of your calls at 877-876-PHIL.
Truth
is our bitch, The Phil Hendry Show. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And Bobby and Steve Dooley with me here. If you're on Phil TV and HD, we have... do you see that, Ms. Dooley?
Yes, I'm looking at a picture of Dracula.
That's right. Now, the other picture that we'll put up for you, that's Dracula. That's the guy who had to get home to get to his native soil in time before the sun came up because Dracula is, you know, the undead or whatever you want to call him. This is Peter Pan. If you're looking on Phil TV and HD, you'll see there, Peter Pan.
That is the individual that my understanding was needs to get into the native soil.
Yeah, that's what Peter Pan got to get in the box.
Peter Pan doesn't get into a box of native soil. If we're having this discussion about a Peter, why are we talking about this?
Bill, you fixated on the fact that my son, who was legitimately humiliated by a girl wearing a Peter Pan outfit. And
you said a Peter Pan collar. And by the way, looking at this Peter Pan picture, I don't see any Peter Pan collar.
I see the hat with a pork pie hat.
Yeah, do you see the pork pie hat?
That's not a pork pie hat. That's a regular hat with a feather in it. A pork pie hat. Do you even know what a pork pie hat is?
Do you?
Yes, I do. It's a round, silly-looking hat that I think was in vogue in the late 19th, early 20th century. That hat is not a pork pie hat.
What about that flying kid?
What flying kid?
The flying kid right there with the bumper chute.
That's a little boy wearing a top hat.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Phil, not to interrupt you, but you're sitting here making excuses for parents that are concerned as to whether or not I am going to put the move on their son. I would never do any such thing. I'm worried about their sons putting their paws all over me. And while I'm worried about that and trying to understand that, you're talking about flying boys in top hats. Now think about that. Think about the sexual implications. Think of the Freudian aspect to that. And then you'll know why I'm frightened, very frightened for you.
I don't understand what you... You know what? You can say anything you want about me, Ms. Dooley. You haven't made any sense. What do you mean the Freudian aspects of a kid flying with a top hat? It's got nothing to do with anything. You brought up the sexual aspects, possibilities, and so on and so forth of you dating or going on this homecoming raffle date with a junior or a senior. When I said to you that any sexual contact between the two of you would be illegal, you said, well, more to the point, Phil, it would be inappropriate.
Mm-hmm. And what did I have for breakfast this morning?
Yeah, what did we have for breakfast this morning, Ms. Henry?
What did I have for breakfast this morning?
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, you know everything else about me. You know everything that I've said. What did I have for breakfast this morning?
Yeah, were there corn kernels in it this morning?
You know something? Hold on, Phil. What did you say?
That's Mr. Hendry, if there were corn kernels in it. Ow! Ow!
Now, do you want it? You wanted the other side, too?
Ow!
What are you doing?
That's my husband, and I'm on the radio, and he just asked you if you could count the corn kernels in it.
Well, Ms. Dooley, your husband's got no class, which I've been, that has been my impression over the course of this hour. That's your problem for you to start smacking a guy while we're on the air. I had no idea. We started out talking about a homecoming dance.
He's not going to sit right there, Steve.
I haven't heard it before.
You're talking about how many... He's asking me why I had to hit it. Why I had to hit him. What up?
877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here. Margaret. Hi, Margaret. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, Phil. I know Bobby very well. Bobby, how are you? I'm fine. Ms. Dooley and I have had our run-ins over the past. We've debated a number of different issues, and I'm very, very familiar with your homeowners association. Well, you know, before you go any further, and excuse me, but I'm talking. And what you just did to your husband on the air, if I were Phil Hendry, I would call the police. You know something, Margaret? I've heard you do exactly the same thing to your husband. No, you have not heard that. My husband has struck me. How many times have I said, please, Frank, not in the face? Yes, and how many times has he ignored that? Because obviously, looking at you, you've taken a beating in the face. why you love.
Is Ms. Gray there?
Hung up.
She hung up. She probably thinks she's getting in her car and coming over here. Not going to happen.
All right, Bobby, I appreciate very much your time with us tonight. I don't think it was very fruitful.
Why not, Phil? I mean, I'm going out on a date with a junior or a senior. They're not going to get their hands on my butt.
All right, I understand that, and you're wearing a chastity belt, and so everybody feels so much better about you. You'll be going out on a date with a junior high school or a senior high school kid wearing a chastity belt, and he's not going to get to first, second, or third base with you. All of those marvelous, marvelous reassurances, I'm sure, makes everyone feel better.
Well, you're making it sound like I'm a complete and utter imbecile, Phil, and nothing could be further from the truth. And I think your audience understands that I have very clearly and very, I think, very succinctly described what this date represents in terms of charity and in terms of the event. And what I got for my trouble was you showing me pictures of Peter Pan for whatever Freudian kick you're getting out of that, and a boy that flies in a top hat. And
I know, you brought up the Peter Pan caller that your son...
I don't have a daughter.
No, that your son said that he went out with a girl with a Peter Pan caller.
Nice grammar.
Never mind.
Way to talk.